Ghana and South Africa have signed a bilateral agreement on air services and two memoranda of understanding on transport and cooperation in electricity and energy generation. Today's agreements have increased the bilateral and MOU agreement between Ghana and South Africa to 10 since 2011. The other areas include defense, ICT and tourism. Addressing a news conference, President Mahama and Jacob Zuma agreed to implement the various agreements and the MOUs to the benefit of the people of the two countries. Correspondent Seteya enlightens us on other aspects of the deliberations. You're welcome, Set.
Thank you, Ibrahim.
We understand the bilateral agreement is in the areas of air services, transport and electricity, energy generation, tourism and so on. Could you enlighten us on these areas?
Yes, for the one on energy cooperation, President Mahama said the government intends to increase the country's energy mix from 2,500 currently to 5,000 megawatts in 2016 and will therefore be happy to invite more private individuals or private entities to invest in the sector. And since South Africa has a good record in that area, it's a welcome piece of news. On the aviation, President Mahama also said that the interconnectivity on the continent is a problem. And so there's a need for Africa to look at that sector very critically. And it also serves as an avenue for job creation and boosting of internal business sectors. And so the two leaders also, apart from the agreement, also spoke about the need for intra-African trade, you know, to boost trade and investment among African countries. And President Jacob Zuma said in 2011, when President Mills visited, the two leaders signed seven agreements and MOUs. And as a result of that, trade between South Africa and Ghana grew to 5 billion rand just last year. That is 2012. And the two leaders also, according to them, you know, were concerned about the stable situations in Egypt and other North African countries, as well as Central African Republic. And they called on the AU, you know, to ensure that it plays a critical role in bringing the arrest situations in these African countries to a halt. There was also the issue of the need by the two countries to look at ways of improving business between them. And the two leaders this afternoon will continue their interaction at a business forum where President Mahama and President Jacob Zuma will address the business forum. President Zuma announced that Ghana has been selected once again to receive the Africa Peace Award because Ghana's democracy, especially this year, went through some challenges. And as a result of the court petition, Ghana stood still. And as you speak, Ghana is still united and one piece. And so he said democracy has come to stay in Ghana. And so as a result, the Africa Peace Accord has been conferred on Ghana. And he expects the President Mahama to be in South Africa next year to receive the award.
We will come back to us and when necessary. So that was our presidential correspondent, Seth Ayia.